Welcome to the Peace Apostolic Ministries podcast. For more information about Peace or other resources from John Alley, visit peace.org.au. If you would like to contribute financially to this ministry, you can do so at our website, peace.org.au/give, or use the donate button in our app. Thanks for joining with us today. We hope you enjoy the following message.
I'm going to introduce to you Peter Staines. Peter, if you care to come and join me here. We're going to pick Peter's brains for a few minutes. We gave Lloyd 3, but we'll give Peter 10. And so Peter was for 20 years a Salvation Army officer, and he planted a church in Brisbane and was doing that for, you know, 7 or 10 years. In the process, though, he linked with me, become a great son, and he developed this mission into Zimbabwe. Actually, he really adopted someone else's mission, but ended up in charge of it. And this is raising support in Australia for orphans in Zimbabwe. And he visits there every year, visits a lot of pastors. But I said to him, you know, because he was a son, he understood the apostolic message. I said, wait, when you go there, seeing all these pastors, why don't you carry the apostolic message, be an apostle? And he was keen, came with me to South Africa last year, heard what I had to say. I laid hands on him, sent him into Zimbabwe. Anyway, he'll tell you maybe about some of that. But he's a good brother. He and his wife, Wendy, just delightful people, the dearest friends. We thank God for them. So, Peter, here's a microphone.
Thank you.
And have we given you a welcome yet? Did we put our hands together? We'll give him another one.
Thank you, John. Good morning, everybody. And thank you, John, for the opportunity just to share for a few minutes about this topic. I, like Lloyd, are probably, well, I really don't have any answers, but what I do have is some stories and some experiences of my journey as I've been a son to John. I've known John and Hazel for a lot of years and enjoyed their friendship, but it was about probably 6 or 7 years ago that I realized it was actually in a dream one night after I'd just met John. I found myself crying out to the Lord asking for a spiritual father because he'd been talking about sonship. And at that particular time in the dream, it was as if the Lord had turned up and said, you don't have to ask, you know who it is. And I woke up from my dream and I realized, it's John Alley. And I, a person who had an orphan heart, I actually was both excited, but I was extremely scared at the same time because I didn't know what to do with that. What do I just rock up and say, John, here's another son? And I just had no idea. So I actually did do that. I just sat beside him one summit and said, John, I think I need to be your spiritual son and you need to be my spiritual father. And I was a very immature in my experience of what a son was, but wonderfully, as for those who know John, he was very mature and also gracious, and he could probably see how uncomfortable the conversation was, that he made you feel very comfortable. And I, like Lloyd, I have found myself coming away from some times of discussions and prayer and time with John and Hazel or just with John, and I come away and it dawns on me, I've just been rebuked and I didn't even realize it. He's corrected me. And it was just done in such a way, I go, wow, that's cool. Okay, I need to have a look at that. And I think that's just quite an amazing thing. I want to just read a scripture just as a framework of what I just want to share from my heart. And it's found in John 14, and it's where Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he says, "Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak of my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works." And so that is obviously to do with a relationship, a father-son relationship, and I guess part of the sonship message. And I guess one of the things the Lord has revealed to me is that my relationship to an apostle or to a spiritual father is like that father-son relationship. And so what I have chosen to do, I only see John about sometimes two, sometimes three times a year. But what I do is I choose to actually always believe that he's my father, my spiritual father, and I always choose to believe that the message that's in him, the grace that's in him, is actually mine for the taking. And so I've chosen to do that, and as I've done that, I've started to grow in my own journey and my own faith and in greater love for John. So I actually just assume John is thinking about me all the time and praying for me all the time, that I'm on his heart and he's believing for me, and I just receive that because I know it's about a relationship. It's much bigger than just my relationship to John, but it's my relationship with my Father in heaven as well. And so I found that quite enriching. So some of the things that have... So I guess I'm talking to you about, for me, at the moment I can say is I understand the authority of an apostle as like a father's authority. And I'm not saying that every father is an apostle, but for the way I relate to John, he as an apostle, he is my spiritual father. And so some things have happened along the journey of actually... being in relationship with John, and I think about a time I was talking with Jono, and he was talking about catching fish. And one time he was saying, "Oh, I've caught. I think it was about an 80-centimeter barramundi," and he said, "I'm wanting to catch a 1-meter one." And he said, "Uncle John said to me, it's a lack of faith. You need to be believing for it." And that just like what? And one of the things I've just in trying to understand apostolic authority, I've tried to step into the authority that John has. So if he said that to John, it's as good for me. Now, if you know me, I'm a terrible fisherman. I just through the years I just seem to catch nothing. And the year that Jono said that, I thought, you know what, I'm going to put this authority to practice to see what the Lord will do. Anyhow, I went off on holidays, and I was actually that particular year I stepped in. I just made a choice to actually take authority of the authority that John had. And if John said that's how it should be, then I'm actually just like the scripture says, what the Father says, I'm going to believe, and I want to see what the outcome is. And that year, I'm telling you, I caught more fish than I had in all my life. They were the largest fish I'd ever caught. And every time I went out fishing, I caught fish. Every single time. And it was in the same place I go on holidays every year, and I'd never caught fish there. But I was catching pearl perch, I was catching flathead, and all the people in the boat were hardly catching anything, but I was catching more fish than I'd ever caught before. So I thought, there's something in this authority and what's happening here. Another thing that's significant for my family is as I have chosen to step under this apostolic authority, there has just been automatic blessing that has flowed into our family, and it's some of the blessing is just in fact miraculous. When there was a stage probably 6 years ago. We stepped out of a denominational setting and into a non-denominational setting, and we stepped out with nothing, literally nothing. I think we had our clothes that we were wearing. Well, no, we had in our wardrobe, and we also had just a few little pieces of items like furniture. And one of the things that happened as we started to practice putting coming under this spiritual authority. And just to give a really short version of this 6-month journey, we went from not having to rent a home, but actually believing to buy a home, and not only believing for it, but actually getting a home, and to have a home that has been complete. The Lord has told us he's going to pay it all off over, we don't know whether it's going to be straight away or over the whole lifetime, but we've been in this home now for coming up to 6 years in this very home. Now, if you knew the base that we started on, there would be no way that we could actually own a home. But yet we have seen that there's been a flow of blessing that's come from apostolic authority. as John said, I've been going to Zimbabwe now for maybe 9 or 10 years and help orphaned and vulnerable children over in Zimbabwe, have lots of relationships with pastors and ministry leaders over there, and have experienced a relative amount of fruit from the ministry and have enjoyed that over the years. But it was last year, as John said in his introduction, I've laid down whatever God wants me to do to actually step into what John wants to happen. And I've said, Lord, I'm serving you by serving John. Any way I can serve him, I will do it. And so I've tried to do that, whether it's, you know, picking up a part for a car in Brisbane or transporting them. I want to serve him because that's what a son does. And so I've stepped into that. And so even at a greater level, the message that John has been carrying for such a long time, I wanted to actually push into that further. And so I said to John, like, I want to go with you and serve with you and just to serve you in any way I can. Anyhow, last year, before I said goodbye to John in South Africa, he went further north and I went into Zimbabwe. And it was on the way to the airport, he rang me and said, I want to pray a prayer for you. And he prayed for me and commissioned me and sent me with apostolic authority into Zimbabwe. And that was a new thing. I hadn't ever stepped into that kind of apostolic authority into Zimbabwe. I have many good relationships there, but I just hadn't had just the kind of breakthrough that I thought could happen and should happen. Anyhow, he did that, and he also said to me, he gave me some instruction as well. He said, now, when you go through the airport, command the spirit behind people in authority to stand aside and do that wherever you go. So, again, if John said it, I'm actually just going to do it. I didn't have to reason with it or think about, well, what does it mean? And so I chose to do that. And a couple of things happened in that trip last year. First of all, if you know Zimbabwe, and I don't know if it's in other places in Africa, but there tends to be a police roadblock. You can go on a trip for an hour and be stopped 20 times. And each of those 20 times, there's I guess, an encouragement to help them with their funding, whatever they're actually doing at the time. And so this has been happening for years. I've been booked for many things. I've been almost thrown in jail because I went through a red light. And so this kind of thing happens often. And I'm not judging the situation, but that's just how it is. Anyhow, so this time I knew I had a new authority, so I decided this coming under this apostolic authority, I'm going to tell every spirit in people in authority to stand aside in the name of Jesus. I commanded it in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you where I would usually, it would usually cost me up to $200 in fines on a trip to Zimbabwe. I'm telling you of the hundreds and hundreds of kilometers that I did traveling all around Zimbabwe, I only got pulled over twice. I went through roadblocks. They go like this, and then as the car got closer, they go through. And this happened time after time after time, every single time. Now, there was only two times I was pulled over, and it was actually by the same guy, both on going back in different directions. And this guy, he said, you're going to have to pay up. And I decided I'm taking authority over this spirit, and under my breath, I'm telling the spirit what to do. And at the same time, I'm smiling at the policeman. And I'm also saying to him, I'm asking that you would waive this for me. And he's like, it's almost like he didn't want to do that. I could tell he was stubborn, but it's almost like go. He just had to tell me to go. And so this was a new experience for me every single time. Now, it seems like a bit of a funny thing, but it just was a reality. If you just knew how many times I get pulled over by the police, you would go, wow, there's a big difference there. Something else that happened that was quite significant is relationships changed. And I have a number of relationships, but two particular relationships changed last year. And One of them was with a pastor called Ershwin, and Ershwin is a great man. He looks after a particular orphanage, has his own church, and I got him to travel with me for a bit of the time, and so I was able to speak into this guy's life, and I was just talking to him about he was having things not work. The actual center was always broke. They never had water. And I started to speak to him about covering and about coming under and serving a father. And I was doing it for the purpose for his own, for his own benefit. And anyhow, as over the days, and he said to me, Peter, I want to submit to you. I want to come under your covering. I want you to be my spiritual father. I'm kind of never had that happen to me before. And I was almost like, oh, you sure you got the right person? I didn't realize what was happening, but this was a significant thing that happened. And I tried to do what John did, play calm and just say, well, let's see how it goes and let's build it. It's built on, relationship. There's nothing formal about it. And so things John said to me, I just did those things. And before, you would just, the amount of miracles that flowed towards this pastor and his ministry, I was just blown away just from his change of heart. And it wasn't, I don't think it was necessarily me, but I guess it was this flow that was happening through apostolic authority. This center has been more financial this year than it has ever been, and it has continuous water, which it has never had. And I just think that that is just an amazing miracle. Another man to tender, who came to see John in South Africa, an amazing man. He has 550 churches he's planted. He's helped 6,000 orphans. He's just an amazing guy. Anyhow, I've been building relationship with him for a while, and now he himself has placed himself under John's fathering and apostolic covering, and but things have changed for this man as well. And things have changed for the relationship I have. He understands that John probably won't ever get to Zimbabwe. And in fact, he has said, Peter, I think John needs to send you as the apostle to Zimbabwe. And it was actually that very thing John had said to me just before that, because he realized John wasn't going to come to Zimbabwe. So this year I'm going to be meeting with two groups of pastors and leaders, in Harare and Chinoy, and actually doing an apostolic summit, which that has never opened up before. And so these are just a couple of things that have been quite extraordinary that happened as a result of apostolic authority that has been placed on me. And I guess I just share those. I don't know where it's going, but I tell you the picture I have in terms of apostolic authority. The picture I have is like a skyscraper or a high-rise building, at least in my limited engineering thinking. The higher you go, the deeper you've got to go. And there's a sense where I feel that it's the deeper that the apostolic goes, the foundation for the church to flourish and the authority to flow is going to be greater, because it's an upside down kingdom for the Lord. And I guess I just want to honor John in that way, in coming into relationship with him. The more I get to know him, the more humble I see him and the more gentle I see him as a man, as a father, as an apostle. And he inspires me because of that. So thank you so much, John, for the opportunity to share.